I'm in Betty's room, and for the record, we have Senators Pierce, Kelly, Miller, and Ellis. The first bill we'll bring up is Senate Bill Number 125, an act relating to school crisis response planning. Senator Pierce.
Move to calendar.
Without objection, so calendared. That brings us to committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 134, an act authorizing the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Committee to determine the amount of and to collect a charge for operating wells subject to the commission's jurisdiction and to allocate expenses of investigation and hearing. And we have a proposed Rules Committee substitute, Pat Carter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Pat Carter, legislative assistant to Senator Drew Pierce. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 134, version Y. I believe you have in your packets handwritten or underlined the changes to version W. We've altered the title of the bill to authorize the commission to employ additional professional staff. That change is under Section 8 under page 4. The AOGCC suffers from a lack of institutional knowledge. Their level of institutional knowledge is only one person deep at the AOGCC. We're bolstering the commission by authorizing them to add professional staff of one petroleum engineer, one reservoir engineer, one petroleum geologist, and one more inspector. Also on page 2, I discovered yesterday evening, page 2, line 25, some of the volume of oil and gas, or total volume means the sum of the volume of all oil and gas and water. We deleted "and water." What this did was, when we were working on the regulatory cost charge, the intent was never to substantially alter the proportional changes from the slope to Cook Inlet. By adding water to it, Cook Inlet produces an enormous amount of water, and that water under a special permit is not re-injected. There's not a cost associated with monitoring it for the AOGCC, so therefore we deleted "and water produced." Those are the changes to the CS, Chairman.
Senator Pierce.
Thank you. This is Mr. Chinoma's drafting, and Pat, I don't understand on page 4, section 8, why we have to add a section talking about additional professional staff. But when I read that, to the extent sufficient funds are appropriated during state fiscal year 2000, they shall employ so on and so forth. He's making that sound like it's just for 1 year, and that's not the case. Our expectation is that those will continue and be permanent employees.
That is correct. I believe since we didn't have appropriation for it in the operating budget, and the operating budget had already cleared the Senate, that's why we did it for fiscal year 2000.
I understand. And it will become part of the base.
Correct.
Part of their base, which is designated program receipts, which doesn't, because they are going to a regulatory cost charge just like the PUC has.
That's correct.
Okay. So that's written correctly?
That is written correctly.
Any questions? Did anybody else want to testify on Senate Bill 134, motion for the adoption of the committee substitute?
So moved that we adopt Chinoma with Y as a Rules Committee substitute.
Okay, without objection, Chinoma with Y is adopted. Is Senator Halford going to carry this on the floor tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, any further questions regarding Senate Bill 134, committee substitute thereof? Motion.
Move to report.
Is there an objection?
This was already signed once.
This is $2.5 million?
Yeah, they're a million.
Over two now.
Also, it's not all new money?
I don't know.
No.
New pass. No, go ahead.
Actually, they're at.
You already signed this once before it was pulled.
Okay. All right. Without objection, the Rules Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 134 is moved from the Rules Committee.
Pat.